The Guardian.
What do you hope to come out of this? I mean, they were talking about a list of steps that Libya has to take to get normal relations with the United States.
What kind of steps?
Well, I was hoping to ask you that, what they might have in mind.
You know, up to my knowledge, I think there is only one step. Mm-hmm. How to realize our initiative. Mm-hmm. And we are still debating now with the technical issues of that realization. Mm-hmm. You know, because we announced something nice, fantastic, but now we have to work on the ground. Yeah. Now, officially, with IAEA, with international agencies regarding how to get rid of some chemical agents we have them in Libya, mm-hmm. how to, you know, deal with the nuclear equipments and yeah.
So they're going to go to countries where they can be destroyed. I mean, the chemicals obviously.
No, it's not our business, you know, to destroy mm-hmm. them or not. It's not.
They can just take them away.
They take them to America. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Take them there if you want.
Yeah. This is what I think it was reported out of Washington that they're planning to just take all the nuclear stuff, put it on the plane, take it to America, and that's that.
It's not that easy.
Yeah.
Because we are negotiating on different issues of compensation, mm-hmm. how to compensate Libya for the loss. It's not a big amount
for
of money.
For the bombing of.
No. For this program. Yeah. In order, you know, for me, if you want to take this equipment, you have to.
You bought it.
You have to compensate it. And we want, and this is very important, and it's vital for us, and we are going to fight to the end, that they have to provide us, and they promised this, by the way, mm-hmm. said, no problem, with a Western nuclear technology that right. we can link with the existing one, which is. Mm-hmm. A Soviet one, mm-hmm. in order to use it for civilian purposes, mm-hmm. like energy, civilization, water, and stuff like this. And
desalinization.
Yeah. Desalinization is very important. We have the, you know our problem with water, and we are going to negotiate with the States, UK, and also France. Mm-hmm. And all of them, they promised that they are going to help.
Right.
So nuclear technology is very important. And we want to train our people and the staff, we send students to be nuclear scientists, mm-hmm. come back to Libya, work for those sites, modernize our reactor. You know, we have a reactor here nearby.
But, I mean, you've got oil, you've got sun, you've got wind, you've got waves. Why do you need nuclear?
It's very technical.
Yeah.
Really, I have no answer for this. It's very technical. But Libyan government decided to engage in this mm-hmm. technology. Mm-hmm. Because we have the infrastructure already. For example, we have a reactor here. You know, mm-hmm. it's not far away from Tripoli. We have a reactor, we have equipment, we have the infrastructure ready.
Right.
And maybe it's useless, you know, to just to get rid of them. Maybe it's more profitable if we just upgrade them and modernize them and use them instead of
just using them.
Keep them as a museum.
In Europe, they're very controversial, and the electricity that they generate tends to be rather expensive. So, I mean, they've not been a huge success necessarily, especially if you've got lots of oil.
Desalination uses a huge amount of energy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's an economic calculation. Mm-hmm. Use the oil to generate energy or to sell it mm-hmm. and get hard currency, and instead of generate energy by using, you know, wind or nuclear reactor.
So
the
trade-off is that they have to upgrade your civilian nuclear program.
Upgrade, with the Western technology.
And your existing reactor is where?
It's here. It's about 30 kilometers from Tripoli.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Tajura.
Tajura.
Tajura reactor.
Could I ask you about the timetable? I mean, It's actually amazing how fast everything's been moving. If you think the starting point is December 19th when the thing went public, I know that there was, you know, months of negotiations before, but it now looks as though we're going to get Tony Blair here for a visit in the first half of this year, assuming all things go according to plan. That seems to be on the cards. You've got Mr. Shalgam going to London on Wednesday. You're probably going to have Libya taken off the State Department list in before May, I would have thought. That's likely, isn't it?
Yeah.
And maybe by the end of the year, relations restored with the United States?
I think so.
Is that what? Yeah, is that roughly speaking what you're looking for?
And we have a political meeting, by the way, by the beginning of next month, with the American officials. I want to speak about, you know, the bilateral issues, restoring the relation. It will be in London, official meeting between Libyan officials, American officials.
In London?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. London. No British or British?
No. It's just Americans. Mm-hmm. Because now we have embassies, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
There is no need anymore to negotiate.
So they're already thinking about reopening their embassy here?
Oh, yeah. Even they are sending now those days, they are sending for the first time American people, personnel, to work in the American interest sector and the Belgian embassy to run the business from here at the first step until they finish preparing their embassy and collecting the staff. And
the old American embassy is the one down here on the...
Yeah. But now the Americans are sending American people
from the
State Department to be based here in Libya and to work as an American diplomat in the Belgian embassy.
So how many are there, do you know?
I think there are three. There's something like three.
One has arrived, I think, is that right?
I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a very good step, you know, signal that. Because we haven't had any American diplomats for a long time. No?
Yeah.
And what if the Americans start wanting declarations about commitments to democracy and all this sort of thing as a step? How do you feel about
that? To be frank with you, now they are just interested and they are worried and afraid of our nuclear activities. This is not a secret, you know, and this is the main issue, really. They are so worried with our ambition to acquire a nuclear bomb. This is a fact. But, I mean, nobody talks with us about democracy or human rights, and I think we should ourselves, you know, speak about this in Libya, and there is no need for the Americans to come here and promote democracy and human rights, because this is should be our agenda. Because it's for our benefit as Libyans, and this is our duty to promote democracy and make it deep in our society, and also to enhance the standards of the human rights in Libya. And so on and so on. And you know, my foundation is very active in this field.
Someone was saying to us today that the Libyan role for reform would probably be the Chinese, taken in broad context, reform the economy, improve people's lifestyles, liberalize trading relations. And then with it comes the other benefits. The democratic benefits.
Many people here and out, they like the Chinese experiment, and they said it may work in Libya also, but I don't think it's a good idea to copy the Chinese model, because it could work in China, but not in Libya. And in China, they have a good market maybe mechanism, but they don't have an excellent democratic system, and I don't like it either. I don't like the Chinese system, and want to
is there a country?
I want to really realize the idea of the Green Book, which is direct democracy. I think it's a fantastic idea. direct democracy plus e-democracy. At a certain stage, electronic democracy, people can use the, you know, emails and internet to vote and to send their decisions, you know. It's a very practical thing. Yeah, this is our dream, but not to be like the Chinese, you know.
So the advent of the internet can actually help to implement the leader's original ideas.
This is my personal secret project.
Yeah.
Direct plus electronic democracy in Libya. And it should be one of our surprises soon. Because Libya is the land of the surprise.
Is there a country you can think of that offers you some sort of model of successful transformation? I mean, maybe one of the Baltic states, or maybe, I don't know, is there a country that you look at and you think, that's what we should, that's the way we should take, or is this good?
I think the best model, we can look at it, the Swiss model.
Mm-hmm.
Swiss democracy, because you have a semi-direct democracy, but to achieve a full surprise, you have to make it not semi-direct, but a real direct democracy, and something unique and revolutionary. And this is the hard task for us to achieve. Then to go beyond the Swiss democracy. It's a nice idea.
Okay. Is there has this transformation been difficult for your father? I mean, he's, you know, what he's being asked to do now is very different from the revolution that he brought to this country in the 70s and his stand in the 80s. I mean, he's
no, because it's the logical transformation. Because in fact, there is no need for any WMD in Libya. Why? We're not in conflict with Israel anymore. Because all Arabs said we want peace with them. And we're not at the borders with Israel. And we are more engaged in Africa, more than in the Middle East. This is number one. No fight with Israel. The Americans and the NATO. Now we are cooperating together with the Americans to fight terrorism. Now they are friendly with us, they don't provoke us, they don't come here with in our and provoke us within our territorial water, they don't threaten the stability of our country, then why should we be hostile to them? And as President Bush said, that hostility never lasts forever.
Yeah.
And even the Americans, they came to, please, in a very nice way, friendly way, I'm a witness of that. We are worried about something in Libya. If you assure us with that thing, which is brackets WMD, we are going to Libya to give you this and that and that and that. Do you like the deal? He said, yeah, okay, of course, yeah. It was very attractive for us. And then they said, yeah, okay, we're going. And Tony Blair played a very important role, and as a guarantor, he guaranteed the whole process, because they were the spearhead of that process. And because I have to tell you that the leader trusts Tony Blair and said, I can't trust you, and if you said the turkey will fly, I believe you. Yeah, it's a very good story.
Mm.
Yeah, those are facts.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.